It was good to see Tony Blackburn tweeting this week to remind us that it all started for him this week in 1964.
Yes, indeed. A little girl of mine, that's a good old blossom of us from the Everly Brothers. 9.5 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock now.
How about a kiss before breakfast?
Do you mind, honestly? Apart from being a little bit early, makes me handshake. Number 22, David and Jonathan. Talking about Radio Caroline, it's really great. I've been kind of going around the Essex area particularly lately, and it's great to hear so many of you saying how much you're enjoying the programmes from Radio Caroline, and the fact that you say that you get loads and loads of variety in pop, and indeed, you say you love the idea of us playing pop all day out here on Caroline. You say you love tuning in. And, well, it's very encouraging indeed, and it's great to really kind of come out there and meet you all at dances and things like that. I really have enjoyed myself, and I'd like to say a big hello now to, let me see, I can find it here. Where is it? Paul and Glenn of the Pirate's Den, it says here. And this work is going to Anne McDonald of 288 Broomfield Road, Chelmsford, and also gorgeous, delectable Rita Tyler of 117 Lady Lane in Chelmsford in the County of Essex, of course. So gorgeous, delectable Rita Tyler, especially for you. It's a hot shot for the top.
When was it that we stopped reading out full listener addresses? Gorgeous, delectable Tony Blackburn there, who jumped on board the Pirate Radio Caroline this week in 1964. He answered an ad in the press and his long career began. To 1997 now, and this week that year, a new voice on Radio 1.
Weekday mornings from 4 till 7, a man in a studio with headphones on. The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
Verve and the drugs don't work. I listened to Clive Warren, he was talking about the Verve earlier on. I know that, because I was listening to Clive Warren earlier on. One big happy Radio 1 DJ family here. Yola together in the same house, and may I sleep together in the same disc jockey bed. When Simon Mayo gets out in the morning, Clive Warren's just getting back in. When Nicky Campbell's getting up, I'm just getting in. Sometimes Nicky and I stay and have a bit of a cuddle. Not often, but sometimes, you know, these things do happen. Oh, look, there's Pig flying past the Radio 1 studios.
Chris Moyles, who began his Radio 1 career this week 23 years ago, the saviour of Radio 1, hosting the 4 o'clock in the morning slot. Michael Aspel was a huge capital name for a generation. He hosted mid-mornings until this week in 1984.
There we have. That's Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show and the Ballad of Lucy Jordan, a sad old tale. Let's hear some good news for change from Sue Cope with even more.
Super Savers.
And prices at the greengrocer are much better today, in fact. And today's not a bad day at all for the shopping. Lettuce, potatoes, cabbage, sprouts and turkey wings. And so let's see what she comes up with.
Very good. That'll be a little later in the programme. OK, now it certainly is 8 minutes to 10, even a few seconds past. And here's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel and something called Make Me Smile in brackets, Come Up and See Me. So we dedicate this, obviously, to Mae West.
Michael Aspel on Capital with a lady to do the shopping news. He went on to host Sundays for a short while before moving on. Radio 2 was seen as a natural descendant of the BBC Light programme, which began as the Forces programme closed this week in 1945. Happy 75th anniversary.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight. Now I'm handing over the microphone to a colleague who will bring you the news.
Japanese warships damaged in Tuesday's big carrier ball attacks on the inland sea.
It's fascinating listening to that, isn't it? Because they'd stopped the wartime practice of saying who the newsreader was and were wondering out quite what they had to say instead. On the first day of the Light programme, we had a transatlantic quiz, followed by Alf's Dream by W.W. Jacobs, and then a variety bandbox. The front page of the Radio Times was devoted to all the new programming, and they were stressing that the broadcasting you will hear in the coming weeks will mark a great stride forward towards the goal we've set ourselves. it will not take us to the end of the road. And it goes on to say, there are many problems of production, of programme building, of the best use of techniques, and also saying that staff are, of course, returning from wartime service. So, do you know, it's a little bit like coming back from COVID, isn't it, when you listen to those accounts? Hello to the BBC Light programme this week in 1945. The Light programme became Radio 2 22 years later, which had this new jingle logo 7 years ago. Sunday evenings used to be owned by the BBC, but the network chart was to build commercial radio audiences and start the path to commercial radio's dominance of Sunday nights. Kit Jensen was its first presenter, and his stint ended this week in 1993.
Rising three to take number 10 this week, Danny Minogue, This Is It. Falling 1 to 9, M People, brand new at number 8, Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own. Rising 4 to 7, Roxette, Almost Unreal. Hadaway falls 3 to 6, no change at 5 for Chaka with Flyers. Brand new at 4, the highest new entry, Madonna, Rain. Falling 1 to 3, Gabrielle, and up 2 to number 2, Four Non-Blondes, What's Up. So straight in at number 1, and still there, Pray from the hottest act of the 90s so far. Take that, take top slot for a third week. This is David Kid Jensen, and from next week, I'll be tuned in to the network chart just like you. After 9 years, which is roughly 84,240 minutes, or 5,054,400 seconds, or 18,720 hits later, I'm handing the network chart record race baton to Neil Fox, and I'm sure he'll run 9 years more. Good luck, Foxy. So until we meet again, take that, remain.
Network chart number 1.
Farewell to the network chart with Kit Jensen 27 years ago. I gather he's having a biography released soon, so watch out for that. I know about it because I've written it. There we go. So with Brian Matthew joining the BBC 65 years ago...
Bud Stenhouse's interpretation for guitar of that gorgeous melody, Getting Sentimental Over You. Getting Sentimental Over You. Well, that's how they used to express themselves once upon a time. In the 60s, with a rare economy of words, this becomes I Want You, which is the... The last title this week from the Cresters.
New names announced for the BBC networks 53 years ago.
247, Radio 1, non-stop music.
North Sound 1 launching in Aberdeen 39 years ago.
We're Britain's 27th independent radio station, and we're broadcasting to northeast Scotland from our studios in Kingsgate, Aberdeen. We hope you like our programmes and will tune in to us every day from 6 in the morning until 8 at night.
And Team Talk 252 on Longwave closing 18 years ago.
All right, 40 seconds remaining, but less than that. And not only less than that, in the World Cup. Who was that? Ireland against whom?
Oh, Spain.
Somebody.
Yeah. But less than 40 seconds remaining in the life of Team Talk 252.
It's very tragic, isn't it?
It is, but we're heartened by the fact that senior management have told us that they'll do everything they can.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.